I'm not sure I would say that I see the world as an opere aperte, because first, maybe the video work I'm showing is really meant to be working, is an endless loop. So it's also cut in a way that you never, there is no beginning and no end. It's just like constantly looping on itself and having its own existence. Independently, also, if there is a public present or not. It's also this idea of practice that should take place for me constantly and develop also through loops and through exercise and doesn't actually necessarily need to be visible all the time. And as well as my other work, a score for Viroplast to a polyphony. I think it maybe became an opere aperte more in the context of the exhibition, as we also had to find a way for the voices and the works to coexist and to also give space to each other. But I don't really feel like it's also depending on the activation of the public. Also, this work is not being activated by the public, but is also edited as a loop, a 90-minute loop, where there is like the perform like the recordings of the performances go maximum 30 minutes. That's also the indication I gave to the performer. They can perform the score as long as they want, but a maximum 30 minutes. And then I added actually like I kind of have a channel that is a 90 minute of silence, so that the piece is also the silence is also played in the loop and integrated in the loop, so that it always comes back to the voices and to the silence and to the voices. So yeah, I would not describe these works as opere aperte, and they also just like exist as such and sometimes are present and audible, and sometimes even when they are not audible, they are still present.